On to our second feature. Well-known Norfolk broadcaster Keith Skipper writes a weekly column in the Evening News, and this week he gives a celebratory salute to his former home in the county. Our reader is James Churchill.
A little woman full of years and charm caught my eye in a Cromer shop the other day. We chatted for a few minutes about the vagaries of life before she announced wistfully, "My neighbours never speak to me." I leavened my immediate sympathy with an attempt to lighten her dilemma. "Just tell them you've won the lottery and they'll soon want to know more about you." Her gentle reply may have been a very clever attempt to put me in my patronising place. However, I suspect it was just another cry from a lonely heart. "But I don't do the lottery," followed me all the way home as a nagging sort of indictment of the way we all miss important chances to hit the cheering up jackpot in our own communities, or at least earn a lucky dip when it comes to exchanging smiles. Later in the week, I had good cause to count my blessings under a golden October sun. I went home for only the second time since masquerading as Calmuck and Sugar Beetland's most telling contribution to Thetford's ambitious overspill programme, when I began my news-gathering career on leaving school in 1962. I made a brief first return to my birthplace, Holmdene Cottages in Beeston, in 1980, when it looked more like a colour supplement entry for desirable rural residences than the Spartan building where I was raised with four brothers and five sisters. The place went with father's job on the farm just over the road. Mother's main jobs were keeping count and order indoors. Now, suddenly, it all seemed so quiet, smart, and spacious. On that occasion, I informed the well-heeled lady who bade me welcome how she appeared to be serving sherry in the area where the old outside toilet used to stand. She smiled approvingly at such domestic progress. I sipped to her health and local history beyond the pale. My latest rendezvous with a precious bit of my Norfolk past prompted a small but select garden party with old friends and neighbours rounded up. Welcomed and watered by Liz Edwards, present incumbent of what she describes as her dream abode. Born a Devon girl, she has a lengthy Norfolk apprenticeship behind her with stays in Thorpe Marriott, Sparham, Kurdiston, near Reepham, and Bordswell, before a chance landing on the Beeston property last February. Renovation work and extension beyond sherry-serving quarters continue to keep her busy. Liz, a former pottery teacher and estate agent, has a passion for history. It helped trace parts to a Bordswell cottage back to 1632. She doesn't expect number one Holmdene Cottages to stretch quite as far, but is trawling through the Beeston years with diligent research and constant meetings with locals who can offer useful pointers. Plenty to ponder in the garden as we shared memories of a village community still close to the land, despite massive changes since my first little furrows cultivated in the 1940s. Gay Davidson, who ran a bed and breakfast business at the old Holmdene farm in recent years, was keen to hear about my impromptu cricket sessions with her late husband, John. More farming yarns carrying family flavours with Terry and Carol Wales from down the road, and then a stroll to the old village shop with Brian and Cynthia Potter, recalling their times behind the counter. Sadly, that facility is gone, while the Ploughshare pub's chequered recent history is stuck on another closed chapter. Still, my old primary school is still going strong, along with the village hall I opened in August 1998. The parish church, perched on a hill, continues to look down and uplift residents old and new, far enough away from the bustling A47 to consider themselves proud country dwellers. Yes, I heard voices, saw faces, and felt tingles from yesterday on this return to my roots. Going home is not the same as going back. It's stronger, an act of faith in the past, a kind of remembrance service with only hymns that you know. Perhaps a chorus from the old Billy Cotton favourite Friends and Neighbours could also find a home on the running order. Maybe I should have invited that little woman full of years and charm to experience again simple joys of sharing time, yarns, laughs and memories. As far as I know, none of my Beeston chums have ever won the lottery.